The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 401.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the co-founder of Let's Barter India, and I'm just really excited to have her on to share her story with us today. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Pooja Bayana. Pooja, how are you today?
Great. So I'm Pooja. I'm Indian, and I actually graduated from Singapore because I studied communications there, and that's where I was looking for something to do by myself, something that helped me grow as a person rather than just another job. But I came back, pursued PR in India, in Delhi, for about 2 years, and as superficial as it sounds, I quit to look for happiness, and that's where I found Let's Barter India with one of my school friends, and it's been a great journey from there on. And now it helped me become a more positive, a more confident person who is at least trying to be in control of what she does and who she is. And that's just who I am.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Pooja, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
So my favorite self-confidence quote is something which I heard very randomly at one of the speaker sessions. And it says, she needed a hero, so that's what she became. And I think that says a lot about just being empowered and being who you want to be. Because self-confidence is, for me, is just about being yourself unapologetically. Women sometimes are just so apologetic for who they are, if they are demure or if they're just rough. But I think it's about being who you are very unapologetically. So you don't need a hero. You just have to become one.
Awesome. Well, I love that quote. And it's so true, right? We all have it inside us. It's just learning to be aware of it and believe in ourselves and just keep taking action on what we believe in that makes us the hero that we are. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Like I said, it's not just about being comfortable in your skin, but it's about knowing who you are and then embracing it. Whatever that might be, there is no predefined definition of who a woman should be. You make that definition, you make up those standards. So for me, self-confidence is not just being who you are, but embracing who you are and like just leading life, like holding it by the neck and living with it, not just going with each day. So when you take control of who you are and where you want to be, I think that's the definition of self-confidence for me.
Awesome. And that's a great definition. So thanks for sharing that. And Pooja, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I think the reason why I chose to be here is because this is the first time I'm talking about my life before I was so confident, and I still think I'm on the journey. But as a kid, I grew up as someone who was a little underconfident. I was very self-conscious. I had major body image issues, and I just didn't think that I was grown up or even strong enough to be doing something by myself. So I always looked for like comfort zones. I looked for people who were my comfort zones, and I was always attached to something or the other. So when I moved away college, that was like the first big break where I realized, okay, you're just out in this world by yourself. But that whole, I just wanted to get rid of that whole underconfidence and self-consciousness, and I just grew up very, very insecure as I was growing up.
Thanks for sharing that. I think that's something we all can relate to, right? Being scared, being underconfident, being afraid to take steps to build our dreams, especially, you know, when you're brought up as like, you're just told what to do, go out there and just follow what everyone else does, right? It's not always easy to go out there and do your own thing. But what was that moment in your life when you realized that you do have that confidence inside you, like you mentioned, be the hero that you needed to go out there and have that, you know, build that confidence? What was that aha moment?
I think so. I was always a very bubbly girl. So I've always been taken as someone who's confident, but that's my defense mechanism. I'm just bubbly more when I'm more insecure. And I was working in PR, and it's very deadbeat. It's very tough. And I was talking to this friend, and they're just like, are you happy? I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. Whatever happiness means when you're in your 20s. And they're like, no, but are you happy? Like, you're that person who always has that spark. So I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to look for that spark. And I think the launch of Let's Barter India for me was my aha moment of sorts, because the day we started talking about that concept, it started slowly giving me the confidence. I took the step of quitting my job because it was just to look for happiness, not even to look for my empowerment. But as Let's Butter grew and people started to give me a sort of a validation, I realized that I don't need that validation. I am who I am, irrespective of what people say or don't say. So my aha moment was just starting up with Let's Butter and realizing that if I can make a company, if I can run it for like so many months and years, and if I can handle people, I can do anything I want. This is like what people dream to be. They dream to be a company owner or a business owner. And if this is what I'm doing at 20, that time I was 23, 24, then there is nothing that I cannot do. And this is where I think my friends and my family really played a part, because they always pushed me to be better, especially as entrepreneurship is very, very lonely. They really pushed me to be the better version of myself every day. So that aha moment started from Let's Butter, and it's just continued to grow from there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. You know, it's great that you're able to, create a business and just run with it, right? Some people, when they start a business, it's like there's so many things they go in there, like they think about, right? Like, what if it fails? What if it doesn't work? What if this?
But I think that's the perfect thing. Like, you gotta fail fast so that you could do it all over again. And that's why I chose to do it earlier in my life. But at whatever stage you're in life, you gotta fail to know, because years later, I don't want to look back and think, what if? I don't know whether that would have worked. So I actually did one more little project before Let's Butter, and that didn't work at all. But this worked. So I guess you have to hit and try.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
So I think because I found this self-confidence with Let's Butter, I decided to even spread it to other women. So it has given me the immense, beautiful opportunity of becoming a spokesperson for women entrepreneurship and empowerment. So I have decided to, like, I go across the country talking about empowerment and entrepreneurship and how women can embrace themselves, know who to be and what to be and how to just be comfortable. And today I'm in a happy space. Because I've decided, irrespective of what happens in my career, in my love life, in my personal life, I'm just going to be happy, and the happy things are going to follow. So it's given me the confidence, the self-confidence to be who I want to be and to spread out the love to other people, because you can't pour from an empty kettle. So now that I have that confidence, I would love to share it with others.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who is listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I think it's just going to be embrace yourself with all your imperfections and your flaws and your strengths. Women, I think we're just wired to be too harsh and too strict on ourselves because of society standards and because of what people say. But it's about, society standards are for the sheep. The tiger makes their own way, and the opinions of the herd never matter to the lion or the tiger. And that's why I say that you have to embrace yourself with all your flaws, all your imperfection, and know this is who you are, and then move forward with it and just make your own rules and live a very healthy, beautiful life.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And I love that, you know, embrace yourself where you are, including everything, weaknesses, strengths, flaws. I mean, it makes us who we are, and it's actually makes us what makes us beautiful too in the process. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
So yeah, anybody can definitely connect with Let's Butter India on any Facebook or Instagram. That's LET'S BARTER India. Personally, my Instagram is an open book. My Facebook is an open book, because I love to meet new people and I love to interact with them and show them what my life is like. So you can follow me at Instagram at PoojaBhayana26. That's PoojaBhayana26. 26.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Pooja, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Pooja's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Pooja for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It was so great to be here. And I really love the work that you're doing. And I'm going to be tuned in for the other episodes too.
Awesome. It was really great having you on the show and share your story. So thanks again. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.